by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
This episode is brought to you by one of our amazing sponsors, Masked Sexual Flavor Strips. They enhance your sexual experiences with a taste of strawberry, mango, watermelon, or chocolate. It's kind of like a Listerine strip, but for sex. So if you like sex and you want to make it even more enjoyable, and you like hearing sex with Emily for free, check out Mask at sexualflavors.com. Enjoy the show. I promise your sex life will improve. You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can listen to our podcast, sign up for our mailing list, our RSS feed, and all that fun stuff. So thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. Please fill out our audience survey. It'll just take you a few minutes. It's on our homepage. We'd love that. And also download my iPhone app, Kegel Camp, because people are loving it. I'm getting great reviews. Kegels are the most important exercise that you are not doing. It helps everyone's sex life, men and women.
Hey.
Hi, Menace.
What's going on?
How are you? It's great to see you.
Great to see you, too. You've been off. I mean, we didn't really get to talk since the last time you were here because we were kind of just like in and out. You just got back from New York.
Exactly.
We didn't really get to talk about New York because we had to rush through what was going on because we had a guest in studio.
Right.
Not today.
Not today.
No
today,
guests.
No guests. It's just all about us. We got lots of catching up
to do. Yeah. So what the hell happened in New York? Who did you date? Who'd you go out with? Who'd you make out with? Who did you go drinking with? I was with my girlfriends and we were drinking wine and we're all in an apartment because I don't believe any of that.
I have to be honest. I did not. I went on a date in New York.
Oh, God.
Not have any sex. I did not have any intercourse. I did not have any makeouts. And it was beautiful. It was like 80
degrees.
It was
beautiful.
The city was beautiful. And I had great meetings and met a lot of interesting people. But I did not have any dates. I had one date, but no sex. And it was like an ex from a long time ago. And it didn't really go anywhere exciting.
Boring.
And then I've still been dating the guy here.
All right. Fast forward, to here. What's going on?
So the guy here, I've been dating him on and off for about a while. And now we're kind of back on. But it's interesting because we're both in the same place. And that we don't really, I don't think that either one of us think that we're right for each other. But we're dating right now and trying to figure out. And he's dating other people and I'm dating other people. And I think that we're both just not you know what? Okay.
I'm going to love when you start freaking out that he's acting that way.
What do you mean? He's
acting like you.
He is acting
like
you.
And I'm going to love that you're freaking out.
This is why I like him. He and I are so similar that he's like me. He's like, I don't really want a commitment right now. I just want to date. He's like, I want to be able to date who I want and see you. And I'm like, that's exactly what I want. But it has gotten a little tricky. Like he did get a little jealous the night before I went to New York. I canceled. We were going to get together. And I said to him, I have to stay home. Like, okay, I do this thing before I go on vacation. And it wasn't really vacation, it was work, but work, whatever. Before I leave town, I love to stay up really late, getting everything done that I've been delaying, answering emails, packing, like trying on stuff. Like, it takes me until 2 a.m. I'm up late before a flight. And he wanted me to come sleep at his house so he could get up with me, go to the airport because he had a meeting near the airport, whatever. But he wanted to get up 2 hours earlier and whatever. So I decided at 6 o'clock, I'm not ready for New York. It always takes me a lot longer to get ready and do work. I canceled. He assumed, he tells me the next day when I'm in New York, that I was out with another guy. And I was
The night before?
Yeah, he's like, you canceled on me because you were with another guy. And I was like, well, A, I could have been with another guy because we're not committed. But B, no, I wasn't. I was really just home working.
Yeah, guys never believe that when
but
girls are
funny.
Just, I just want to stay home and work.
But that's what I do all the time. He's got to know that. But what I'm saying is it's an interesting dynamic when you're trying to navigate a relationship that's really, really honest. So we are honest. Mm-hmm. We're dating other people. I know that's not maybe a lot of people couldn't do that, but that's where I'm at right now, and that's where he's at. And I can't tell you how many men I've talked to lately in their, 30s, early 40s who are like, I don't know if I want to commit. I want to be with women. I mean, I want to be with as many women as I want, and they're not looking for that one person.
What I love—
Are these just my friends? What?
What I love about that is the part where women actually believe that when guys say, I just want to stay home and work. So I have to give it to women that— they're good about that. But guys will not believe that at all.
Right, right. Do you think it's because it's a total double standard then? And I said to him, I said, you realize that...
I'll give you guys that one right there.
What? Yeah.
I will give you a point for
I
that.
I realized that it was projection because I said, I didn't talk to you all last... Because we don't see each other all the time. I said, last weekend, for example, you had plans all weekend. I assume you were with another woman. And he's like, well, I wasn't, but I don't... Whatever. I assume that he was. And I don't really care because that's our agreement. So he... I think.
So are you guys pretending not to be jealous?
Yeah.
Is that what's really happening? That you guys are just pretending to be cool with it?
I think we really are cool with it. Here's the thing about jealousy, and here's the thing about jealousy in relationships, is that you have to deal with jealousy if you're in a monogamous relationship or you're in a relationship that's more fluid. It always comes up. Either you're with someone and you're monogamous and you're afraid that when they leave and they go to the store, they're going to be flirting with someone that they meet on the street, or they go out with their guy friends, and or it's open and you full on know that they're dating other people, and then you still get... So either way, you're going to get jealous. It's going to happen. It's just a matter of overcoming it and feeling like it's okay. We have our own thing and we have an understanding and we talk all the time. It's actually a pretty healthy relationship, I have to say. I feel good about it.
That's cool.
But here's my one issue. I have a sex issue. And I'm not saying that it has to do with this guy in particular.
But it does.
It doesn't. It doesn't. Not that he listens to the show. At least he says. They all say that.
Yeah.
But why don't men, and this has been happening for years, I need to understand why men do not undress women anymore. I feel like that was part of it. And they're like, get naked, let's have sex. And they don't, like, there's something really sexy about men taking your clothes off for you.
I know why.
Why?
Because they have had trouble in the past where they tried it too soon and then they got rejected. So then they wait.
So it's the same thing that we always talk about. They're afraid they're going to get shut down and then they just...
Yeah, well, no, I'm sure in the past when they were younger, they're like, oh yeah, let's... And then they did do that, but they got shut down so many times. Then they just wait for when it's okay.
Now they just go for the... Right. They're like, get undressed or just come on, let's take our clothes off. And it's like, what are we like the what are the old shows from like I Love Lucy? Do you remember all the shows they used to have on when they were like sleeping in separate beds and they would just get undressed? And like, we're not an old couple, married couple. Like, let's just get undressed and get in bed and turn the lights off and hump. Like, I just, there's something romantic to just the man, like, taking off, slowly removing your clothes. So this is my one sex, actually, there are more sex tips coming up, but this is just from personal, and I talked to some girlfriends about this, as I always do, and I'm like, why? They're like, yeah, guys don't do that anymore. They're just, like, expect you to get naked and to have sex right away. And they're, that women really like the tease, the slowing down, the taking off the clothes, just not every time. Nothing I say here is for every time. It's just that I feel like men I've been with over the last few years, it just never happens in a romantic way. It's like, we're going to have sex now. And the next thing you know, you're naked because you had to take all your clothes off. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. So where do you think it's going to go?
What, this guy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably blow up.
It might. We will. Okay. This is what I know about him. I know that we will always be in each other's lives and we were super tight because we were dating and then we stopped dating and then we were friends and we became really close and now we kind of date. So I think we're going to be in each other's lives forever. I don't know where it's going to go. And I'm not thinking
about
it.
Is he going to be at your wedding?
Is he going to be at my wedding?
Yeah.
Am I going to have a wedding? Yes. He would be at my wedding. He would be at my wedding.
The reason I bring that up is because it was a, you know, we had the royal wedding.
Right.
And in the news, they kept on talking about how there was going to be a bunch of exes of both of the couples. The from I forget whatever her name is.
Right.
And what's his name?
Kate and
whatever.
Prince
William.
William.
Right.
Right.
Good. Yeah.
We each
sorry,
got one.
We're in America, and I don't really follow that that well. But anyways, the whole thing was like, they're inviting their exes to the wedding.
Really?
So yeah, that's why I would
how
say.
How many exes do they have at 25? I mean, if I invited my exes to the wedding, it would fill up.
I guess
entire...
it was like a couple.
Oh,
it was, I think it was like maybe two from each side or two or three. Yeah.
That's mature that you can invite exes. I know a lot of, I've gone to exes' weddings. Have you?
Exes' weddings?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I would invite, there are a few exes that I
would
invite.
Yeah, but did the bride know that?
Yes.
They knew?
I think they knew. Yeah, but sometimes friends, sometimes you do become really good friends with an ex. One of my exes is my very best friend. And he even said, he's like, we could have a baby together one day and we wouldn't have to be together. I was like, okay, that sounds good. If it, worst comes to worst and I want to have a kid.
Yeah.
You can call him. That's what good
say,
friends
hey,
are.
I want to have a kid. Hook me
up. Yeah. I got to decide at some point soon, but it hasn't happened yet. And it's beautiful here in San Francisco. It's
yes.
Like, it's finally summer.
A lot spring. Of women looking hot. Very hot.
So speaking of which, I'm wearing this dress that has, did you know, I don't know if you noticed because you don't look at me like this maybe, or maybe you do, but I have a lot of cleavage showing today.
I didn't look.
You didn't notice my cleavage? It's not on purpose. It's a new sundress.
Oh, yeah, sure.
No, I swear to God that, like, I just had lunch with an old friend. She's like, when did you get cleavage? And I've always had, like, I guess I'm like a B. I'm normal. Mm-hmm. But this dress, I feel like I never show my cleavage. I just don't. I'm not a cleavage chick. And it's, people are like staring at my cleavage, and it's not on purpose. I didn't realize it. It's a brand new dress. I wasn't like, I'm not that girl who gets dressed and looks in the mirror a million times. I just threw it on and left. And I'm like, it's sunny and I've got cleavage.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, it's changed.
Do you know what's weird? I don't know if you notice guys checking out your cleavage.
Yes, but I do. That's what I'm saying. Weird. I noticed men checking out my cleavage today.
Which is weird.
From blocks away.
Yeah. Like, and I try not to like stare at a woman's cleavage. Yeah. I try not to stare at it, but for some reason my eyes like lock in.
Right.
And it's weird because then I'll see them seeing me look at it.
This is
like,
what happened to me 10 times today. Welcome to my world in my
sundress. Now I'm so embarrassed because I met somebody for the first time once and she had like a ton of cleavage showing.
You can't help it.
And my eyes just like locked in, and I didn't even try to like look in that area. It just locked in and stayed there for a second. And I know she noticed, and I'm like, oh my God.
Well, it's like bright, shiny things. It's not,
I get embarrassed.
I know.
Because I know that they knew that I was looking and I didn't try to look.
Some women might appreciate that.
I don't know.
Using it as a social experience.
I feel that they try
today.
To cover up. A social experience, how? Are you going to see like how many
I just see men
guys
looking,
ask you out?
Yeah. And seriously, there's like guys like, I like your dress. I like your car. Like today, I was like, oh my God, I'm wearing cleavage. I should wear more cleavage. I seriously should. I'm going to go shopping after this and buy a bunch more cleavage. No. It's weird though, because you do, because men are wired. Again, it's another wiring thing. Like you just look down and you can't help it.
I get embarrassed.
Don't beat yourself up.
I get embarrassed when they notice.
Yeah. That's true.
Super embarrassed.
They can't help it though. How's your dating life?
Dating life is okay. I don't know. I'm not trying.
You never try, but
yeah, but I'm really like not trying right now.
You're just so busy.
Yeah, I just don't care. But I'm going to Los Angeles this weekend, and I'm gonna hit up some old friends,
some old women in the rotation.
Just hang out with some people down there.
How long are you gonna be there? I might go to LA next week.
I'm only gonna be there for 4 days.
Oh, bummer.
Unfortunately.
Where are you staying? Anywhere fun?
No, a friend's house.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, okay, let me tell you about today's show, everyone. We're going to be reading your emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. Some of the topics include sexual tension, hand jobs, of course, I cannot get away from them, married sex, premature ejaculation, orgasms, and then we're also going to do some sexual tips to unleash her sexual desire and some sex in the news.
I like that.
Do you like it? Does it all sound good to
you? Yeah. Speaking about sound, we might sound maybe a little bit different right now because we're actually in a different studio. We're at the Stitcher.com studios right now.
Right.
And if you want to listen to the show, you can download the app for your smartphone, and it's Stitcher. That's Stitcher. I'm looking at a sign right behind you.
Yep.
And download the app. It's for Droid, iPhone, any smartphone. And you just search Sex with Emily and you can stream the show right there.
Yeah, it's really easy. A lot of people listen to our show that way. So we love it. And we're recording here. So yeah, if we sound a little weird, this is going to be our new home.
Our
new place.
We didn't get kicked out of our old place, but we're going to be doing a lot of cool things here. So we needed a different space to work in.
Exactly. Keep listening to the show because there are a lot of exciting changes coming up. So we can't wait to tell you about them, which we will tell you soon.
Yeah. So if we sound a little funky, this is just our first time here. And you know me, I'll get it fixed.
Menace is the sound mix master.
I know. I get people that I run into on the street. They're like, your mic is too loud. She's too low. And then I change it and put you higher. And I put me a little bit lower. She, like, Emily's too loud and you're too low. And I'm like, guys, I don't know what to do.
I know. People have said that to me too.
Because I'm going to blame it on you, Emily.
Why? You always blame everything.
I do. Because you don't talk directly into the microphone. But I have to give it to you because you do have to do, I don't do as much.
Any work, reading, work research. Just kidding.
I keep the show alive, honey.
Menace, I couldn't do it without Menace.
Yes.
No, but you don't, I have to read stuff in front of me and you don't have to. So I'm turning my head.
A lot. So, but you know, it's a.
Just stick with us through the changes.
Yeah, we're going to make it happen.
I know. We're going to make it happen. It's going to be even better. I swear to you. I know I've been saying that, but it's going to be awesome. Okay, sex in the news. When medication lowers your sex drive. So this has been in the news a lot lately, and this is just a known thing. So if you're with somebody and she or he suffers from low libido, a lot of times you have to look at, and I always ask, are you on any medications? So this is actually about an ADD drug that, it starts off the story with the guy who's taking Strattera for ADD, adult ADD. And he says that he is having, you know, sexual dysfunctions. It decreases libido. He used to want to have sex all the time, and now he doesn't. So some of the drugs that you can look for if you are experiencing low libido are medications that treat high blood pressure, drugs to treat allergies like antihistamines, chemotherapy drugs, and drugs for depression and other mental health issues. Now, depression drugs are huge. Mental health, anxiety, those are like some of the most commonly prescribed drugs, and they most of them have sexual side effects. So just if you are experiencing anything, doctors don't tell you all the time. This article goes into this whole thing about how the doctor didn't tell him that Strattera. He had to research it. So I'm just saying it's a big thing that you got to look at everything you're putting in your body and seeing if it has any negative side effects.
I didn't hear anything you said because I was looking at your cleavage.
Were you really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Doesn't it look good?
No.
You should take a picture.
No, my buddy was telling me about this because he was taking, like Zoloft or,
yeah,
I don't know, some of the
SSRI.
Some of that stuff because he had anxiety too. And then he said, he had two different drugs. One where he's like, he had no sex drive, like he couldn't even rise to the occasion.
Right.
And the other one, he had a sex drive, but he could never climax. Like
bummer,
he could
right.
just go forever. He said he was just like a porn star, but then he could never
And you never get it. You never get to have an orgasm.
Yeah.
So what happened?
He ended up stopping.
And there's things you can do. Like if you do have to be on it, let's say, let's go back to antidepressants. If you're on an antidepressant, you have to be on it. There are drugs you can take that supplement that will kind of counteract the side effects you're having from the drug. You can add another drug. I mean, not that you want to take all these drugs, but there are drugs that will help you balance it out. Uh-huh. And maybe you won't have the sexual side effects.
Yes.
So that's what I got to say about that. That's an important one. That comes up a lot. Okay. Do women like porn as much as men? There's been some studies out that have shown that more couples are enjoying porn together, with women often taking the lead in choosing the material. More women are using porn to get themselves in the mood for sex, to enjoy their sexuality on their own. So women on their own, this is all new. More women are using porn to learn new sexual techniques or to explore sexually adventurous situations. They're using porn to satisfy a general curiosity about sex overall, and they're comfortable and confident in asserting their opinions on the subject. So they're using porn for the same reasons as men, but they like to watch different kinds of porn. As you know, men are visual. Men get turned on right away. Women like the plot. They like the stories. So there's now porn for all that you can find, for example, at adamandeve.com. Let's talk about Adam and Eve for a second. Adam and Eve rocks. They are our sponsors. We love them. Any sex toys, any porn, anything you want to get, you can go to adamandeve.com. Because really, if you haven't bought any toys yet or any porn yet, it's time to do it. You're listening to the show. You're trying to spice up your sex life. Like, go on to Adam and Eve. It is just an amazing playground for sex. So you should check it out. You can go to adamandeve.com. Sex with Emily listeners get 3 adult DVDs, speaking of which, and a free gift plus free shipping. So if you go to adamandeve.com, enter coupon code Emily at checkout. It's easy, it's free shipping, and it's an amazing deal. So check it out.
I actually run into more women that talk about porn than guys.
Really?
Yeah.
More women talk about it?
Yeah, they talk about like pornos that they've seen and stuff like that. But maybe because I hang out with more girls than guys. But they seem to really enjoy it, and they like talking about it.
Do they say what kinds of porn they like?
No, I don't know. I'm trying to remember the last situation where they talked about it, but it's just, they just described what was going on.
Right.
And
Have you ever watched porn with a woman?
No, never. I'm not a big porn guy.
You're not
guy.
A porn guy. That's right.
Can I tell you a funny thing though?
Yes. Tell me.
I was in Las Vegas and I was sharing a room with two radio people and a guy and a girl. And we're at the Hard Rock and we're really wasted. It's 4 a.m. and we start flipping the channels and then a porno came on. And then it looked like this girl is like just having sex and you pan back and it's a transsexual having sex.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, it was so funny.
That is very
we're
funny.
Dying. The girl is laughing at us so hard.
That's funny.
So
there's
pumped.
Porn for everyone.
Dude, there is porn everything.
Everything. Porn for everyone and everything. So,
that's what's good about porn. It's very universal.
And I think that women who, I mean, typically too, this article goes on to say, like, on a more sociological level, generations of women have been told that porn is evil, that it exploits, objectifies, and degrades women, and that a woman who enjoys porn is a betrayer of women. And I learned that. I took a woman's studies class in college, and it was like, porn is wrong, porn is evil. And I think there are a lot of women
burning classes.
That, exactly. I took one of the, yeah, they, women's studies. I was way into it. I didn't burn my bra, but me, come on, I'm not a bra burner. But so it's not until recently. This is a recent phenomenon that women are, which I think they should. I think if you're a woman and you've never checked it out or you have all these preconceived notions, go online and look for some female-friendly porn and see what you think.
You can download it. YouPorn.
Download it.
YouPorn.
YouPorn.
Type it in.
It's
find
free,
whatever
right?
you want.
YouPorn?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
And RedTube, all those.
Oh, what else?
I don't know. Those are the ones I hear about the most.
Right. I hear about YouPorn a lot.
Yeah.
I've done it. I've tried.
You have? What do you type in? What does Emily type in when she's on YouPorn?
I didn't know you could. I just look at the homepage. Like, I'm a little overwhelmed, but I don't watch that much porn.
What did you see?
When I do watch porn, I'm totally psyched. I just don't do it enough, but it's a goal of mine. I saw, like, I like watching women.
Women on women or?
Women on women. Women on men. But women on women. Women, threesomes, men and women.
Two women. Two guys on a girl?
Ooh, that's hot. Yeah.
Are you serious?
I think that's hot.
What?
Or two women and a man.
Describe the last porn that you watched.
There was a lot of oral sex being performed on women.
Uh-huh. Oh, your dream porn.
It was my
dream
porn.
Did you shoot it yourself?
I didn't shoot it myself. There was like, you know, they were like in Hawaii. It was totally cheesy. They were like in some like Hawaii, like outside, and there was like waterfalls or something. And then there was a scene where the women were getting it on, and then like the guy walked in. So that was like a threesome one, and they were all just like going down on each other. I mean, women know how to like perform oral sex on women. Like, they,
wow, really? Like a guy would know how to give a hand job to himself?
Exactly.
Isn't that right?
But it's true. I think that that's, no, that's different. Because a man can perform oral sex, but women just know. We know. We've done it. We own it. You know, same thing.
Go for it.
Okay. Remember that live nude sex demonstration that they did at Northwestern University?
Yes.
Do you remember we talked about that a few weeks ago, a few months ago? Well, the live nude sex demo in Los Angeles, they're doing one in Los Angeles, is going to recreate the controversial Northwestern University Kinky People Seminar. So now they're like taking it on the road.
Yeah.
And there's these people in LA. So what happened was this professor at Northwestern, if you recall, had a studies class, a human sexual studies class, I guess, and he brought in someone on this machine called like the fuck something machine. And
fucking machines.
Yeah. And this woman like basically used it in front of the class and people were like outraged. So now they're doing it again. They're recreating it. It's the use of the toy live in Chicago was framed by the broader discussion of what the toy was used for and how the people demonstrating felt about doing it. They're charging $20 at the door. How could you find out about
they
this?
They have a place.
It was called the Fuck Saw.
Oh, the Fuck Saw. Okay.
Right.
How did I not know that?
How did you not know the Fuck Saw?
They
it's
have.
The tip of my tongue.
They have a whole website dedicated to that over at kink.com.
Right.
Kink.com is actually in San Francisco. They own like a city block here.
They own a city block and they make
it's
porn.
Crazy. And a big part of their website is those machines.
Right.
I don't know how enjoyable
I've seen
they
them.
Will.
Do you want to go there with me? We can go on a tour. I'm friends with them.
Yeah.
They're really
go on a tour.
Cool.
We'll do.
We could do a show from there.
Some shows. That'd be cool.
Yeah. They're awesome over there. And kink.com also has something for, they have like, they're sort of a fetishy website, or they're into like BDSM, a lot of different, whatever you're into.
Yeah.
They have channels on kink.com for that. Like, there was some guy I was talking to that told me, I was shocked that he, because I know him really well, and he's like, oh yeah, I love kink.com, and he was really into something kind of bizarre that I couldn't believe he was into on kink.com, but I can't remember what it was. Not that I couldn't believe it, just knowing him, it was something a little more out there, like torturous, like women.
Yeah,
like women,
no, they do crazy stuff. I hear.
Yeah, you got to be into it.
I know somebody that was at a bar where they were shooting something, where they just had the video was like some girl just walks into the bar. She's like, all right, who wants some? And then like there's like 10 guys just start doing her.
Really?
Yeah. But it was weird because my buddy said, yeah, we were just there. We didn't know what was going on. So then we had to sign a waiver saying it was okay if we end up like on tape and stuff like that.
Oh my God. And
yeah.
Did they?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
But I mean, they didn't have sex with anybody, but they were just there like watching and everyone was like cheering on and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, it's crazy. And then they have this one called, it's when two women mud wrestle. The name of it is escaping me, but two women, they were on my show years ago. If you look up kink.com on my website, I have an old interview with them from like, remember when they were on the show like 3 years ago? Anyway, so women mud wrestle and the winner gets to have sex with the loser however she wants.
Okay.
So then that's also on things. So if she wins the mud wrestle, the two women get to have sex, then the woman, one woman's in charge, whoever wins.
Cool.
How about that? Okay, so last Sex in the News story. This is another, I don't know what these, what's going on in universities right now. Seriously, lap dancing strippers. Philly professor allegedly taught ethics class using exotic dancers. So this professor in Philadelphia brought in and had lap dances performed for all the students because he was teaching a social ethics class.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know, dude. Strippers
That's
are doing
some
their
higher education
job,
right there.
Really? Like what? This none of this stuff happened in college. I was taking a women's studies class about how bad porn is, and now they're like bringing in strippers.
I went to a stupid art college.
Yeah, we did that week. I went to the liberal college, but you know, anyway, whatever. So that's what we got for Sex in the News.
I know. But are we going to go to my favorite part now?
Yes, your favorite part.
Okay, what do you got?
Go to emails. Thanks, everyone, for emailing me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. A lot of people hit me up on Facebook or Twitter. That's fine, too, however you want to get to me. Okay, this is from the guy that we talked about, I think it was 2 episodes ago, about how he wrote us, he emailed us both, and he was like, can't the show be like show 187 or something?
Oh, yeah.
And then I emailed him back, and I was like, well, what do you mean? What do you like? So this is what he likes. Ready?
Yeah.
Just the sexual tension between you and Menace is very interesting.
Sexual tension?
Is there sexual? I mean, you are staring at my breasts, I notice.
No, only because you brought it up to have me look at them.
I didn't. I just thought that you would have noticed because everyone I saw today was like, when did you get cleavage? Okay. Just talk more about current news and current sex trends, he says. What do people like to do to spice up their sex lives after 20 years of effing would be a good topic to discuss.
We always talk about
this
that?
This is all we talk about. More listener emails and discussions would be great. Also, please do more shows. I listen to the podcast of your show, and I always end up completing and listening all the podcasts before the next podcast is up on the website. Michael.
What?
Well, thanks, Michael, for explaining more about what you wanted. I think that we do a lot of that, but I can guarantee you all we'll be doing more shows in the next month.
So many shows, you're not even able
you're
to handle.
You're going
to
be like nauseated by how many shows. You're going to be like, really, another Sex Only show again? I swear I've been saying this for a while, but it's really happening.
Believe me.
I don't even know how else to say.
I was here setting up equipment. I think Emily was checking out my ass while I was laying down some cable.
I can't wait till we can talk about it, but we can't talk about it yet.
Yeah.
But we will. Okay. So, Emily. So anyway, Michael, thank you. And I love feedback of the show. Seriously, what do you guys like? What don't you like? Just send me an email while you're listening. Just take notes. Doesn't even have to be that, you know, whatever. You can be like, I like this or like that. I don't like when Menace does this, you know, whatever it is.
He wants to know how much you want my penis. That's what's going on.
He says that we have sexual tension. I don't think
no.
we do. People think we do.
I don't text you during the week and say, are you thinking about my wiener?
No, you
ever?
Only call me when you're having sex with other women to get me jealous.
No, not to get you jealous.
I'm just kidding. Not to get me jealous. Just to God knows why you did that.
Because I was really drunk.
It was
and
awesome.
I think it was just because, like, past, like, shows before, I tried to bring up stuff and you're like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't have sex, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, I have sex all the time.
I
just had to call you and let you know that, hey, Emily, I can prove it right now. I'm having sex.
Yeah, I know. It was
unfortunately,
awesome.
You never prove it to me, so I don't believe you are ever having sex.
Do you want me to call you next time?
Feel free to do
sex?
It. Yeah, maybe I can guide you through it and let you know how to do it.
Oh my God, I will. I will call you. Okay. And you did ask me a few shows ago because I want to honor this that you said I should describe my last sexual experience from beginning to end. And to be honest, I've been thinking about that, and I haven't had one yet worth describing.
Oh, really?
So just know that that's coming,
that
and the next
sucks.
Time I have amazing sex, I'm going to describe it.
And lately, okay, I don't know why, but I've been really busy. We have this concert that's coming up at my work, so I've been really focusing on that. So I'll have the television on in the background, and I won't change the channel because I'll be so focused. But something will come on and I just forget to change the channel.
Okay.
Why did anybody like Sex in the City? Because there's some show that I watched before it goes on.
Okay.
Like, why did you guys idolize these women? It's so ridiculous.
Because you're the guy that doesn't like Sex in the City. There's the men
no,
you
I'm
like
not
it the
like,
men you don't.
No, I'm open to
it's
it,
not
but it's
ridiculous.
Just like, it's ridiculous.
It is not. What's ridiculous about it?
Like, first of all, like, the main character, she is not getting laid.
Yes, she is.
How do you women think that she is good looking?
Oh, you don't find Sarah Jessica Parker attractive?
Hell no.
Yeah, I think some men do, some men don't.
Where can I find a man that thinks she's attractive?
A lot of them do.
Well,
she's so successful and attractive and people like her and she's a good actress.
Who? Can you find one person for me? I assume that men find...
She's got a sexy body.
You assume? No, it's other women that put her on a pedestal thinks that she's... And like, so no awesome. Men, just because she think they think she's a snazzy dresser or something. I don't know.
She's a snazzy dresser.
But men thinking that she's attractive, I don't think so.
I think they do. Let us know.
Who? Email us.
I think that men find... Who do you think is the most attractive then on the show?
On Sex and the City. The brunette one.
People tell me I look like her all the time.
Well, out of all of them, she's the most attractive.
Oh, that's good. You think her. Okay. Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, she is the most attractive.
And then the other one, the blonde one.
Kim Cattrall.
Kim Cattrall.
I know all the names.
Who everybody loves, right? Because she's the biggest coochie mama in the crew. And then the redhead. And then Sarah Jessica Parker. I would not have sex with her.
You wouldn't?
No effing way. Even if I got paid.
Her body's hot?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Okay. But besides that, does the show, the topics on the show bug you, or you just can't get past the fact that Sarah Jessica Parker is the star? You can't even get past that. You're like,
it's kind of just hard to think that, I don't know, this is so ridiculous.
I know.
It's hard to grasp.
I like it because you know what? A lot of people are like, oh, you're like Sarah Jessica. People say that to me, like, oh, mm-hmm. you're so like Sex and the City. And I like it. I never, because you know, I haven't had a TV in 20 years, mm-hmm. but I do watch it. I've seen it, you know, at friends' houses or whenever I'm traveling. And it is very uncanny how many similar situations in my life happened on the show. Like, I'll be watching the show and I'll be like, that just happened to me. Or I don't know. I feel mm-hmm. like there are some similarities, but I can understand that it's an annoying show and you don't want to sleep with any of them. And a lot of guys hated that show. It's on.
Yeah.
But people, it is on.
It's so bad. I think they're going to come out with a trailer. I mean, I think they're going to come out with
a third movie.
Yeah,
yeah, they are.
Do you know what's funny? Because the reason I just said three right now because I had put out a tweet about Osama bin Laden.
Right.
And I said my tweet was, they didn't really shoot Osama bin Laden. They showed him the trailer to Sex and the City 3.
You did that?
Yeah, some people loved it.
That's funny.
Yeah,
I know.
That's what I do.
Crazy. You're already making Osama bin Laden. I guess everyone is. What about all that crazy spam that's been going around? Have you been getting
Facebook?
All that spam on Facebook?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It makes me crazy. Okay.
It's bad.
Hey, Emily. Greetings from Malaysia. Just want to give a quick shout out to you guys. I've been listening to your show for a while now on Stitcher.
Thank you. We're at the studios right now.
And it's one of the most entertaining podcasts, I must say. Not only you manage to discuss sex in a humorous way sometimes, I've also picked up a few tricks here and there. Guess what? I tried it out and it works. I hope your show will carry on forever. Perhaps beat out Oprah in the future. By the way, Oprah, the topic with weight is outdated. We want sex, sex, and more sex. Last but not least, I wish you all the best. Love you all, Ray.
We would love to be on the Oprah Network. So if you want to campaign for us, that'd be awesome.
We could be on the
O.
Would you really want to be in the O Network?
Hell yeah. Dude, I love Oprah. Oprah's awesome.
You do?
Yeah.
I mean, I love Oprah too, but I would never have called you for being an Oprah lover.
She's very inspirational. Like, just the way, like, I'm not talking about, you know, the topics and the stuff that she talks about, which she does have a lot of that is really good. And some of the stuff it's not relatable to me.
Right.
But just, you know, just like how she just came up to make this big media empire is very something you can admire, you know?
Right, exactly.
So. She needs, you know, some late night entertainment on the O Network.
We would be perfect.
Feel free to give us a call,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, you guys, everyone email O Network. Okay. Married sex. Okay, this is funny. Okay, wait. Emily. Mendes comes over as, this is how he starts it, but mm-hmm. this is not what it's about.
Okay.
Mendes comes over as angry in episode 208.
I can't even remember,
I don't know. It was four episodes ago. Were you angry?
That we did last week. Probably. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm always angry. You do something that pisses me off before we start every time.
Do you
time.
Really secretly hate me? It's not so secret.
No, I don't hate
you. Do
you
like leave here and I annoy you? Are you like,
no.
Emily's annoying?
No. But it's not just you. It's a lot of people. And it's something that I have to work on myself, too.
Being annoying? Oh, angry.
No. I don't know. I probably am annoying.
No,
a lot
you're
of times.
Not annoying at all.
But no, it's just, there's a lot of areas that I'm good at, and there's a lot of areas, maybe more areas that I'm bad at. But like technical stuff, I guess I'm really good at too. And then I just get frustrated when people don't understand like easy things that are technically,
right?
You know, and that I got to learn like, okay, not everybody knows how to use that
stuff. That's why you're so good at what you do and why everyone needs you.
Yeah, but I got to learn to like not be a dick when somebody not knows anything. But it's just like sometimes... just like, okay, we've gone over this a billion times.
Right, exactly.
I don't know, because like sometimes, I mean, if it's like in the beginning of the show, like maybe, I don't know, you didn't hit the program button that we've done a billion times.
He's probably mad at me. Or like,
because even before the show starts, even when we're talking about the microphone thing, it's like, we adjust the microphone for you like maybe 15 times before we even start the show.
Every time.
Correct or not correct? So maybe sometimes if I have a long day, because
you gotta let it go.
When we start the show, like I already been at work maybe 12, 13 hours.
I know.
So that's why like a lot of times.
Not anymore. That's changing.
Yeah, which that's going to be really cool, because you hear me stumble a lot on my words just because I'm tired, you know?
Well.
So, but it's cool because we're gonna be recording at an earlier time.
Right. Okay. I mentioned in my last email that my wife and I have been married for 13 years in May and together for 21 years in October. I get regular BJs from my wife every week. We
That's
love to
good.
Hear that. Just last week, she gave me a BJ. She seemed uninterested in having sex, but by the time she was done, we were both turned on and I gave her oral gratification to orgasm. Even though I know this was a free BJ, it turned into a great experience for both of us. The married sex life is alive and kicking in our house. Love the show. Keep it up. Jeff in Los Angeles. Awesome, Jeff. So that is good, because we always say that there is a stereotype that once people get married, they no longer perform oral sex on each other. And this is a couple who, after 21 years together, they both did it. They did it. It was awesome.
Yeah, I just wish that, you know, if I ever just get in a relationship where I just don't have to initiate anything, you know,
you
where I just get home.
Initiate?
No. I'm just saying where there's a lot of times where I don't have to initiate things. You know, I just get home and then she wants to.
She
give
gets
me
on
a,
her knees and gives you a free one.
Yeah, what's wrong with that, ladies? Take initiative. You know, take initiative.
I know.
And just do it. You know how happy your man would probably be, extremely happy, and he would probably pay you back in other ways.
It's true.
And you wonder why, oh, he's not, you know, that into me, blah, 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 because you're making it too much work for him. And so you know, men don't want to work that hard at it.
So best case scenario, you walk in the door, she rips your pants down, gets on her knees and gives you.
Yeah. How amazing would that be?
Women should do that.
You think that's not going to turn your man on?
I've done that.
Then he's going to start
and
wanting to pursue
psyched.
You. Like, huh?
Yeah, I said they're effing psyched when I've done that.
Yeah.
Like, I remember my ex-boyfriend in L.A. when we were kind of like, I was living there for a while. Like, he came home from work once and I just did that and he had a freaking heart attack. He barely didn't even drop his like work yet. And I just tapped him. It was awesome.
Dude, see?
I do.
Women want to know how to fix things. Here, we just gave you the answer right there. That's how you
After
fix
all
your
plans.
We finally cracked the code.
It is true that women, that one of the biggest complaints that men have when they're forced to answer what they would like more from their partner, and they would like women to initiate sex more. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a great point, Menace, for once.
I get so frustrated when I see women on television shows getting interviewed and said, you know, I don't know what's going on. He's not really that into me. You know, then you know what? Go after him. And if he's not into you after that, then
I think women
maybe
are
it's time to cut it off,
too.
Let it go.
But women are, we're used to being courted as well. And so we might be a little afraid of rejection, some women.
Yeah.
But I think it can't really, I think you got to mix it up. It has to be a balance. And I do think that the norm is that the man initiates. So every once in a while, if a woman takes initiation, it doesn't have to be a BJ. It could be just, you know, start undressing them or, you know, whatever. It's all so cliche, but like be wearing something sexy when he gets home.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you get home. I'm assuming the woman's home cooking all day, which is not the case anymore.
Yeah, we're living in a very different world, you know? It's not like how it was in the past. And I was actually talking over the week about how different things are, because I hate to always bring this up, but it's just, you can't get away from it. It's just Facebook and online stuff, and where everyone just like is breaking up so fast, you know, because their attention spans are so gone, because I'll just take the guy's side. The guy gets online. He sees all these hot chicks that are like, you know, poking him or messaging him or writing on his wall or liking one of his photographs. And then he gets home with his girlfriend, his wife, and they get in an argument. And guys, not like back in the day before the internet, they have to work it out because they don't think that they have other opportunities, you know? But they see all these things that think, that's nice online,
right,
and
right.
they feel they have these opportunities. They're like, you know what? I'm going to bail on the girl that I'm having now. I'm going to, because they think the grass is always greener, and then they go over there. It doesn't work out, and then you're left without getting BJs when you get home.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. That's a big circuitous route back to saying that we should know. I know you're right. And I think that everyone, I always say this, like they're looking for the BBD, the bigger, better deal. Mm-hmm. That we think there's so many opportunities now with Facebook, with dating online. Even dating online, you get like mm-hmm. a million guys, you post your photo and like 100 guys want to go out there. You're like, why should I stop at number two if there's not going to be someone tomorrow and someone the next day and some, and it's just, it's like the cycle of life. We have too many choices now and too many opportunities.
Yeah.
So what do you do? I don't know. I mean, the
when you get with somebody good,
stick with them and make it work.
Stick with them and make it work. And, you know, be open to being wrong sometimes, you know?
The thing about the Facebook and all that is that it's like immediate gratification that you're getting from someone else. So it's mm-hmm. like you're getting this ego boost and you're getting this little serotonin rush when you get a like on your page from a girl or a guy, even if you're in a relationship. And I think that that can be thwarting because it feels good. And it literally mm-hmm. gives you that rush and you're like excited about it. So then you... Yeah, you think you have more options, and you might, but it is interesting. Facebook, how many divorce? What 1 in 5 divorces are on Facebook?
Yeah, and just the year before it was 1 out of every 7. Now it's 1 out of every 5. So it's going fast, man.
It is going fast. People, be careful. Appreciate what you have.
But I'm not really worried about that. When I get in a relationship with somebody, then I'm with them. That's no matter what. I don't care who's hitting me up on Facebook or anything like that.
I know.
But it doesn't mean I'm not worried about my significant other being poked by another dude
exactly.
on Facebook.
And poking is private. You don't know if someone pokes
you. And it's just like, but on the other hand, I can't worry about that, you know, because
right.
then you're not going to be able
you
to have
trust
a relationship.
The person you're with. Exactly. And you can't, you don't want to have to stalk their page all the time. It's crazy mm-hmm. what people figure out about. I can't even go there right now.
What?
No, it's just like my friend. I was at her house and she heard that her boyfriend broke up with somebody. So we got her name. Mm-hmm. We Googled her name. We found her on Facebook and then we found her online and then we looked at her Facebook. Like, you know, it's mm-hmm. just this whole thing that you can just find everybody's everything within 2 seconds and it's just too much information.
I want to find a girl that's so down to earth that she's bringing back gravity. That's what
really?
I want.
Really? Is that what you want now? She's so down, she brought back gravity.
Yes.
Okay. Emily, just got a super hot hand job from my wife, and boy did I blow it in a good way. Since I got my vasectomy, I can squeeze to hold it back. But once I let it go, it all comes out big time. Not like before I got it where I would hold back and it would come out for good. So his vasectomy has helped him. Anyway, 1 point for Emily. Sorry, White Menace, because he liked his hand job.
Mm-hmm.
Love the show. Have a good one. Ken from Clinton Township, Michigan. Near my old place.
Are you promoting Sex with Emily in Michigan? Is
I
that
hope
what's
so.
Going on?
Tell all your no, but yes, always. But if you're in Michigan, tell all your friends.
We should go to facebook.com/sexwithemily on your page and see. You can look at stats and see where the most people are friends or people that like the page are
really?
From. Yeah,
is that new?
I'll show you.
Okay, should we move into some sex tips?
The sex
mm-hmm. tips. Okay, let's do that. Okay, here are some titillating tips.
You had a pornographic picture that you just went through right
I
there.
I did?
Yeah. Right
oh,
there.
Oh, there's people making out.
Okay.
I've got this binder that I mm-hmm. schlep around with all my sex art stuff. Okay, these are some tips to unleash the sexual desires in her. Okay, ready? Here's some tips.
Oh, I will unleash in her.
I'll bet you will. Don't be afraid to reveal your own desires to her. Okay. So a lot of men get nervous. They hold back. They think they can't talk about what they want. By the law of reciprocity, your willingness to open up to her holds the key to bring out the more adventurous and wild streak in her. For example, if she's a little apprehensive, try revealing your own sexual fantasies first. Tease her out of her sexual cell and heighten her sexual shell and heighten her anticipation of what's to come next. So don't hold back. If you're with a woman and you think it's serious, or even if you're just getting into her, I think that men a lot of times are afraid to bring up their fantasies. It doesn't have to be your crazy sick one, but do you have a fantasy that's kind of doable and that feels sort of mainstream that you could start the conversation with her about what her fantasies are? It could open her up.
I guess. That sounds like a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. Okay. When you're making love to her, touch her with confidence. Increase her desire by exercising self-restraint.
You grab her and you squeeze her,
no.
right?
For instance, I say this all the time. Refrain from heading straight for her clitoris during sex. How many times have I said
that? But that's where we want to go.
Instead, tease her playfully. Kiss her gently, allowing your tongue to work its magic all over her central spots from her ears to her neck down to her navel. Skip her vagina. Just skip it at first.
Mm-hmm.
And traverse down her inner thighs to her toes. Inner thighs are so sensitive on women, I cannot tell you. Men don't, a lot
I know,
of men.
I love the inner thighs.
Do you play with the inner thighs? Do you kiss them and stuff?
Yeah, that's hot. A hot area.
That is a hot move. Just learn from this tip, kiss her inner thighs.
Okay, can I break another thing down for you? Can I give a memo that you can give to the women?
Yes.
That's cool that you guys like teasing. Fine, men need to do that, okay?
They do.
But men don't like the teasing. I don't like hearing when these other sex experts and women say, oh, you got to tease him and you got to tease that.
Not all men like teasing. Teasing is more of a woman thing because our brain is our largest sex organ and that we need more time to warm up and to make it hot. And there's something about teasing that just that desire, the way you are just getting close enough but not too close, that's just super hot for women. I can't tell you enough.
You don't need to tease us. So you're going to take that message over
Some men like teasing.
Women Mountain and pass it on.
Okay. Revel in her sexuality. Learning to genuinely appreciate her body is extremely powerful to getting her to totally relax and be ready for your advances. As we know, a lot of women feel insecure about their bodies and how they look. So compliment her body parts and make her feel hot and sensuous about herself. Women respond very well to positive reinforcement, which is so true. So let her know that you appreciate her body for all its splendor. You have to tell her. I'm telling you every time. I won't tell you 10 times like I did with compliments.
Yeah, see? You got destroyed on that one.
Every time you're making love, why not say, like, I think your breasts are hot. I love the way your thighs look. Your side boob. Or I like your double chin. Whatever. No. But really, like, women, we respond to positive reinforcement. That makes us feel good to know that we're desired. That is so key here. So just, like, if you're thinking it, you're having sex, and you're like, wow, she's hot, just tell her she's hot.
Okay.
Okay?
You're hot.
Thanks, baby. Were you looking at my cleavage again?
Yeah. I'm staring at it right now.
It is cleavage.
I'm not looking at it.
You can't see it. Okay, give her the right kind of foreplay. Talking about foreplay, you should know that women need to be adequately aroused and stimulated from sufficient amounts of pre-intercourse stimulation before they are ready. Contrary to what most men believe, touching and caressing her private parts and engaging in oral sex are not considered proper foreplay. So this is even backing it up more. These are really sexual acts on their own and not the sexual prelude a woman needs. Foreplay should involve mental activities that will heighten her arousal, such as talking dirty, as well as physical acts that target her non-sexual erogenous zones and massaging her back. Massaging her back, talking dirty, that's all foreplay and very important.
Really?
Even though you don't like talking dirty.
I do like it,
but the woman didn't or something. I don't know.
No, it's not all women are
not
into
all women
it.
Into it. Yeah. You got to test it out.
Yeah, yeah.
I found lately that I think the men I'm not with are not, and I am.
That's weird.
So frustrating.
How do you find a man that's not into talking dirty? I don't get it. Where do you find that person?
There's a lot of men who aren't. Like, I think
you hang out with the weirdest people.
I do.
It is so odd.
I do hang out with odd, strange people. You should come meet my friends one day. They're good, though. They're interesting. They're fun. The guys I date.
Can I go to a cabin and drink wine?
Yes, drink wine and we'll go on the raft. It's so fun.
I don't want to go on a raft.
It's fun. We have a motorized inflatable lounge chair, and it's a lounge chair with drink holders in it, and it moves. It has a motor on it, and you can sit in the middle of the lake and drink. It's really fun.
Okay.
You should come.
All right.
Okay, that's what we got for you today on the show, on Sex with Emily. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. One of the reasons you're able to listen to us for free is because of the incredible people at Good Vibrations. Good Vibrations is a sex-positive store carrying the best toys with an informative website at goodvibes.com. I got my very first toy from Good Vibrations, so I've been a fan for a long time, and they never disappoint. They have a huge online store, goodvibes.com, and you can literally find anything on there from toys to DVDs to games. Just click on the Good Vibrations banner at sexwithemily.com and enter coupon code GVEMILY20 for 20% off on orders of $100 or more. So check it out. You'll help yourself, and you'll help keep Sex with Emily free, just like it should be. Thanks for listening. I promise your sex life will improve.